Hey, welcome in, Tom, for a daily editorial this Sunday. You know, Big Al has been up reading for quite some time right now, and there are a lot of interesting things are going on right now. I would have to say, and Jim McKinney, the co-host of this program, may disagree with me, but I think the most interesting thing that came out was the infamous article written by Mark Morgan, who is a former acting commissioner, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. He is I don't really want to use the word angry, but I would say he feels that the current executive office is handling the situation on the border totally, totally inadequately. With all of the drugs, he's saying, that's being smuggled in, with the number of people that are coming in, many of whom are smuggling in drugs, the number has just exploded since Trump was in office. So I have to say that there are a lot of things going on the border right now that that make no sense. You know, it's kind of funny because when Obama was in office, he approved strong borders. Biden has approved strong borders, and it is absolutely amazing to me that the Democrats right now are looking at a border situation in the southern part of the United States kind of willy-nilly, haphazardly. Jim, why is that going on? It's got to be more than just the stupid rationale of wanting to get more votes. There has to be more to it than that, because that is too obvious. What do you think, Bud?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think and you have to look comprehensively at the issues we are facing today. So in 2005, 2006, as Mark Morgan points out in his article, Congress came together and voted for Secure Fence Act in order to secure the border from people that would potentially bring terror acts into the United States. They supported it. They supported it in order to ensure our security, and primarily because of what happened on September 11th, because of the Taliban support to Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Now we've got the Taliban where we've allowed them back in power, and you've got the same networks of international terrorism that existed then that exist now, and the Democrats are backing down from this, and in fact, actually pushing for open borders. And you're right, it's not just about votes. It's also about labor, cheap labor, and it's about having more demographics in the United States. For the globalists, and this is where I think that this really comes down to, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce indirectly supports illegal immigration because it brings in cheap labor for members. Big corporations and global corporations support free flow of labor so that they can get cheaper labor from anywhere they can. And then the Democrats that look at demographics on shifting the vote to their objectives, but also in the ideological need that, in fact, we need more. And this is their argument all the time, that, you know, benefits the country because we get different ideas and different people in here and a larger workforce. The problem is an unvetted workforce and an unvetted group of people that come in here don't contribute. They are liabilities. And that's where you have the reality comes to play with the ideological hope that we'll have a better community because we let everybody in. You know, that's just not the way it works. People that came here, you know, a century ago in masses, they came here to work hard for an opportunity. The people that are coming in masses now are coming here for the benefits and for to live the environment, not necessarily all of them to work harder. And they are not coming to become Americans. They're coming and keeping their own ideologies, keeping their own cultures. And the Democrats are actually encouraging that. And that's what's very dangerous for America.
Boy, it really is. You know, I have to tell you, let me tell you a little bit more about Mark Morgan, because it Very, very credible man. And those of you who haven't read this article before, I have to tell you, you're going to agree with me. He is much more qualified than what we have right now in the executive office, which is a career politician and a former girlfriend of Willie Brown. Listen to what this guy's got. He served as acting commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, as I said earlier, acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement during the Trump administration, and the chief U.S. Border Patrol, the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol in the Obama administration. He's a Marine veteran. He's a former officer in the LAPD. He served for over 20 years in the FBI, including as the assistant section chief of the National Center for the Analysis of Violent Crimes Branch. He was an on-site commander, or on-scene commander, I think I should say, in Baghdad, and he was a special agent in charge of the El Paso Division, and he was an assistant director in charge of the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia. Now, if that isn't somebody who you want to have running the situation down in the southern border of the United States, as opposed to the former governor, as opposed to the former girlfriend, they both start with a G, of Willie Brown, who I have seen accomplish absolutely nothing so far ever since President Biden appointed her to that position. I'm a little bit angry, Jim, about the inefficiency that's going on in America. How about you, sir?
Well, it's not just inefficiency. It's actual corruption.
Yep.
It's beyond inefficient. It's not a mistake. There's an objective here. There's a political objective. They're appeasing different constituencies. And there are senior members within this administration that are willing to lie publicly to the American people and cover up and hide their actions in order to achieve their political ends. It is a complete fraud. And right now, I think there's... When you see Mayorkas, and he's the acting homeland, or he's the homeland security chief right now, director of HHS, he's on Chris Wallace this morning, and he says one of our proudest things is to let people come in and claim, you know, asylum, and that's why we've got these open borders. We're not going to enforce the wall, and you know, this guy's in charge of protecting America,
yep.
And he's saying no, we want anybody to be able to come in. And we're not going to protect this. And that's that. And somehow he thinks that's okay. And of course, Chris Wall says, did you check him for COVID? The guy that's in charge of securing America. Chris Wallace asked him if he's checked him for COVID. No, of course not. He ignores it. When he asks him about this incident where Joe Biden says he's going to go after the Border Patrol agents on horseback because they were publicly claimed to be using whips when they had no whips, when there's no physical evidence to prove that anybody was using any whip. And then he says, well, there's an investigation going on. And of course, Biden says he's going to make those people pay. They were doing their job.
Right.
They were trying to keep people away from the border, but they're also trying to isolate and separate them. This is incredibly dangerous what's happening right now in America. And this entire administration is covering it up.
Yep. I mean, we have the sad situation. Hey, you guys, we got plenty of comments, I want to say, on the weekend show. Let's get plenty of comments on this one. This particular article that was in Imprimis is, I have to say, well worth continuing discussion. Jim McKinney, thank you, sir. Get better.
Hey, you bet. Thanks, Al. Hey, can I give one more for today's, just for people to think and consider? And I'm sure many of your financial people are looking at it, but with the potential Evergrande, the China's second largest real estate developer, getting ready to go bankrupt.
Yep.
That could be worse than Shearson Lehman in 2008. People really need to look into that and be careful to position themselves carefully in the next couple of weeks, because this could be devastating.
Jimmy, it could be very devastating. I heard about that a couple of days ago, and I literally could not believe it. Mr. McKinney, thank you, sir.